Lesson 15, Marriage and Treasure. Many of the challenges that a married couple will face are related to money. Issues arise about who makes it, who spends it, how it is spent, whether they should go into debt, and what their long-term goals are. Since your heart and your treasure are interconnected, when you discuss issues of money, you are really addressing life issues at a deep heart level. Luke 12:34 states, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." In other words, when you discuss the topic of money in a relationship, you are really getting down to the nitty-gritty of who you are. Your heart-to-heart discussions will reveal each person's priorities of life. It is the hidden person of the heart that 1 Peter 3:4 refers to that ultimately makes our life choices. So endeavor to thoroughly cover the topic of money with your spouse or potential spouse. A team. God created male and he created female. Jesus said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?" In Matthew 19:3. Men and women are different. And when they are joined as husband and wife, they become a team, with each one complementing the other. Teamwork takes time to develop. Over the years, through the different seasons of our marriage, Sandy and I have changed the way we handle finances as we have learned to understand each other better. We meet regularly to communicate and hear each other, especially about money. Headship. In our early years as a couple, we both embraced the idea that since the man was the head of the home, he should oversee the finances. While headship is clearly taught, I don't think Scripture teaches that the husband should then have the final say in all matters of money and spending. 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, "I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God." Ephesians 5:22 and 23 state, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church." As we learned to communicate better and hear each other's hearts, we made changes to how we handled money and how we decided to spend it. I think it is important for each family to consider a few more scriptures that have contributed to our understanding of marriage and money. As couples pray and work together to develop a system that works for their home, I hope they will read and meditate on the following biblical principles. Submit to one another. I continue to believe that men and women have different roles within the family while both are equal before God. This is not a popular conviction to have either within the church or in the current culture in which we live. I hope you will continue reading. I think the oft-overlooked passage of Scripture needs to be factored into our thinking. Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is in Ephesians 5:21. This verse comes directly before the two verses previously referenced about headship. I am trusting the Spirit of God to help me embrace my role as a servant leader in the home and learn to submit to my wife out of reverence for Christ. As Christ has loved me. In the past few years, my life has been transformed by a sentence that Jesus uttered in John 15:9. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you." Then in verse 12, Jesus continues this thought by saying, "Love one another as I have loved you." I have thought about how Jesus has loved me so that I can purpose to love others as I have been loved by him. He laid down his life for me. He came not to be served, but to serve. He died so I can live. Yet Jesus is still my King and my Lord. He was the perfect balance of a leader with a servant's heart. I believe this concept of servant leadership is what Paul is referencing when he says, further on in Ephesians 5:25, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Yes, God calls me to lead my home, but as Christ led and is leading his church by serving her and dying for her. An understanding way. With Jesus as my model of the perfect husband, another portion of Scripture has taken on new meaning for me. 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." I am continually learning how to understand my wife and live in a way that serves her, encourages her, values her, and shows her honor. It is not my job to be the big cheese, making executive decisions alone and controlling what goes in or out of our checking account without consulting my teammate. I have come to the conclusion that there is not one, quote, biblical way for married couples to think of their finances. Whichever plan you come up with as a couple, strive to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ and treat each other's views with dignity and respect. Hear each other, pray with each other, and work together as the wonderful, unique team that God made you when you became one in marriage. The household budget. There are many helpful tomes written on the subject of personal budgeting. I recommend anything by Crown Ministries and Compass Ministries, which you can find at www.crown.org and www.compassone.org. As I mentioned in a previous unit, my personal philosophy has been to spend less than I earn, contribute to the work of God, and set aside what I can for the future and emergencies. My wife, on the other hand, is a disciplined, quote, enveloper, and was trained this way at an early age. An enveloper plans well and sets aside money, sometimes in envelopes, for specific expenses and future planned purchases. Each of us has to find the system that works best for us. For those of you who will be married one day, this lesson is not about your personal budgeting, but about household budgeting, which you will need to develop with your spouse. A discussion about priorities and budgeting can be a special time of getting your hearts together. It might also be potentially explosive. Remember, when you are discussing money, you may be pushing buttons that are at the very essence or heart core of each other's being. Pray. Make sure you are rested and set aside a specific time when you can communicate well. Make this important topic one of your highest priorities. Some couples may need a third party to walk through them in this sensitive arena. I have written a book on family communication called Speaking the Truth in Love that you may find helpful. You can view a short video or listen to an MP3 online at www.buildingfaithfamilies.org/speaking the truth. Budgeting is common sense applied to your finances. The first step in developing a budget is ascertaining how much money you have and how much you will continue to have coming in from your sources of income. This is called your income or income. If you have a salary, this is easy to predict. However, if you are self-employed, this will vary from month to month and week to week. So take several weeks and months to determine your average income. Then you will need to determine how much will be going out or your outgo. These are your living expenses. The way we arrived at our home budget was by tracking what we spent over a period of time. I can't overemphasize this. Take a month, or preferably several months, and keep track of what you both spend. Then tabulate your results into categories such as food, clothing, utilities, books, recreation, gas, car expenses, phone bills, etc. Once you have concrete data, which will vary from year to year, you can begin to make some informed decisions about how to spend your money in a way that is honorable before God. On a practical note, I have found using a computer program for personal finances is efficient and helpful. With a touch of a button, I can access how much of our money is being spent and where it is going. There are apps which enable you to enter every purchase in categories for chronicling cash outlays on a daily basis. Or you can carry a note card in your wallet, which my grandfather did. At the close of each day, he would transfer his expenditures to a ledger or notebook at home. With the computer tracking your credit card and checking, and your ledger or app monitoring any cash dispersals, you now have reliable data to know your expenses or what is outgoing. After you receive a couple of paychecks, you will know what is incoming. With this data, you are well on your way to developing a working budget for your home. Let's close in prayer. Faithful God, help us to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of God, and so live as to glorify you in the day-to-day handling of our resources. Thank you for supplying funds for our daily bread. Give us the discernment necessary to determine our income as well as our outgo, and grant us grace to have the necessary discipline to live within what you have provided. Amen.